today is going to be fun. I want to talk about AI and email, right? It's one of the, if you know me at all, you have talked to me, listened to me, anything like that. If you notice the music that we started with, I am a huge AI fan, right? I use it constantly, multiple, you know, dozens of times a day in all aspects, right? And so one of the things that really drives me a little crazy is when I get email that it's so obvious that somebody put it into ChatGPT and just copied and pasted it into the email. And it's just, it's humorous most of the time. Sometimes it's a little infuriating, but you know, that's a whole different story. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how to effectively use AI for email. If you like these like AI related episodes and live streams, that sort of thing, let me know in the comments. You know, send me a comment of what things that you would like to do. You know, maybe image generation, or you know, a little bit more about the songs or music, or other ways that you can use AI for your life, for your business, work. Just let me know. I'd love to hear it. So, all right. So ChatGPT, writing an email, right? I use it, like I said, multiple times a day. It's absolutely fantastic. Especially now I have the paid version of ChatGPT 4, your ChatGPT. So I get like the version 4, but 3.5 is good too. There's also Claude and Google and Meta.ai. They just released their new Llama 3, which is pretty cool. I actually run that locally on my machine. If you want me to do an episode about how to run an AI large language model on your local machine, let me know. I can do that too. Anyway, I got an email a couple of days ago, with, "Hi, Dan. I hope this email finds you well. I am blah, 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 a publicist for blah, blah, blah," right? And it was so obvious that this was a ChatGPT cut and paste, right? So the first thing that I want to say is when you use ChatGPT to write an email, "I hope this email finds you well." I know one person who prior to ChatGPT ever used that line. Right. It screams, "This is AI. You know, I hope this email finds you well." Right. Just take that out. Right. if you don't do anything else, just taking out that first line will get you so much closer to being to it not being super obvious you use AI. I remember getting those when I was hiring people. We'd have the interview and I would get this email, "I hope this email finds you well. Thank you so much for the opportunity at least I know they know how to use AI, right? And so that, "I hope this email finds you well," toss it, right? The other is look at the language that's being used, right? Some of the really over the top adjectives like revolutionary, or it's absolutely amazing, right? Unless that's your natural style, take it out, rewrite it. And that's the beautiful thing about like ChatGPT is you can iterate over. Very rarely do I use just the very first thing that comes out, right? I want to iterate. It's like, okay, well, make this shorter. Write this like you're talking to a fifth grader, or make sure that it sounds the way that you want it to sound, right? Another one, I was talking to somebody the other day And they're like, it always puts in the email, you know, especially when you're talking about things that are not going well, like if you're talking about a project that's behind or whatever, you know, it's, you know, thank you so much for your patience and understanding. I'm like, are they being patient? Are they actually understanding? Right. So watch out for those kinds of things. So yeah. So hope this email finds you well. Kill that. Look at the language, the adjectives, the descriptors that are in your email. Are they over the top? And then watch out for other phrases in the email, like, you know, thank you for your understanding, that might not be you. Now, here's what we need to do to kind of fix that, right? I have an entire, you know, Microsoft OneNote notebook full of my AI scripts, right? Now, again, I use the paid version of ChatGPT. So in the paid version of ChatGPT, it allows you to have custom instructions, which you can give it a whole bunch of information about you, right? I actually have what I put in mine up here, right? So you can kind of get some idea of what goes in there, right? So my name is Dan Gentry. I'm a speaker and coach that helps people find life balance and setting goals by finding their personal purpose. I hold online classes like The Quest, Find Your Personal Purpose, and The Roundtable. I'm the creator of the Third Power Life podcast. My ideal client is a professional with a family. My core message is about not being a drifter, as outlined in the book Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, but instead being a commander. A commander has a strong personal purpose and uses it for all things. My podcast is called The Third Power Life. You can find out more at thirdpowerlife.com. Every Third Power Life podcast begins like this, you know, welcome to my journey, right? Then, you know, my social media links are personal, business, right? I'm also a TEDx speaker, video found here with the YouTube link to my TEDx talk, which you can find by searching Dan Gentry TEDx. You know, my primary program that I want to send people to is the Round Table for create, you know, to help people find their personal purpose and, you know, have a community, and then the link for that, right? And so that is what is used in every one of my prompts on ChatGPT, right? And then I also have my writing style, where if I'm writing an email or having it do initial copy for a website or whatever, it's like, I actually had ChatGPT examine my style from my podcasts. I gave it like 10 of my podcasts, the transcripts, and said, you know, help me create a writing style prompt for ChatGPT based on these, right? And it's like, based on the transcript from previous podcast episodes, your style is engaging, conversational, and motivational. You share personal stories and experiences to illustrate your points, making complex ideas more relatable and understandable. Your tone is positive and encouraging, aiming to inspire listeners to explore their creative sides and find joy in the process, regardless of the outcome. You use a mix of direct advice, rhetorical questions, and reflective thoughts to connect with your audience, encouraging them to think deeply about their own lives and creative pursuits. Right? So I give all of that to ChatGPT to give it some context about what I'm doing, right? And what I want. And if I'm writing emails for, you know, in the corporate world, right? I would give it, you know, here's my title, here's the company, here's the, you know, here's what I do, right? And then go through, and what am I trying to do? You know, I say, you know, you are a professional copywriter, and right, and give it context to be able to use for those, for the email communication that I want. And based on that, it's a much better outcome. It's completely different. So that's my short tips for today, for using AI to write emails is, you know, look at the email, make sure that it sounds like you. You know, lose the "I hope this email finds you well." Look at your adjectives, the things that you're talking, you know, that are being described, right? Take the time to generate your own profile that you give it, so that it's got background information on who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, right? And what your writing style is, what style you want it to use. You know, you can tell it to write this for, you know, high school level recipients, which is probably where, if you're in the corporate world, that's a good level. You don't, you know, unless you're in a very, you know, like if you're working in a laboratory, right, you would want to have it right for higher level, for, you know, right for, you know, the scientists, the people in my thing, right? That's going to be a different level than if you're in a standard, you know, a corporate job, probably high school level. If you're emailing it out to just the general populace, I would say like upper middle school, right? And, you know, and it's not that it's going to be super basic, but just there are times when if you want it to sound real, then it needs to be a little bit simpler. That's it. That is it. All right. So now it is, it's time for us to head off, to get to work, make some things happen in our world, leverage AI, use it. As I said before, it's going to be everywhere. It's a powerful, powerful tool. And if you're not learning how to use it, then you're going to be falling behind. Simple as that. So I appreciate you. Keep living your life to the third power. Now let's listen to some music, some AI music about AI sending email. Yeah. All right. And let me know if you like this, if you want more content like this. Let me know. Write me a message in the comments. All right. Talk to you later.
Words flying through the screen in a virtual reality dream, trying to craft the perfect line, but not to mimic, not this time. Messages so cold and bland, that's not the way I understand. I gotta add a touch of heart to make it seem like I'm a human.
Everybody, have a fantastic day. Keep living your life to the third power, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Third Power Life podcast. Before you go, one quick question for you. Where are you on the path of life? Are you just drifting through your life? Are you fully in command, somewhere in between? Well, you can find out where you are now by taking my new Commander Survey. It will tell you where you are on your growth journey and how to move yourself to the next level. You can find the link on the screen or in the show notes. Now, all I want to know now is, where do you stand?